Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this time around on Motown Memories, we feature the entire show on one great year, 1968. Specifically, songs released and charted from May to November of 1968. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Temptations, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Martha and the Vandellas, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Marvin Gaye by himself, The Marvelettes, and Ivette's Red Now. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
One look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead, always there in time of need.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Please return your love to me, girl. Forgive me for the wrong I've done.
And oh, oh baby, I cry myself to sleep at night for fear of another holding you tight. And oh baby,
oh baby,
you're more with each passing day. Every night on my knees I pray,
oh please, return your love to me, girl. Forgive me for the wrong.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Junior Watkins, the All-Stars. That was Hip City, Part 2, and they reached number 31 in the featured year of 1968, from May of that year. Before that, The Temptations, with Please Return Your Love to Me, number 26. And we started Motown memories this time around with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, You're All I Need to Get By, number 7 from 1968. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire show, we're featuring music recorded and released in 1968. Well, coming up, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with a great song called Special Occasion. After the success of the song entitled Yester Love, Special Occasion was practically a rush release follow-up. Barely 2 months had passed between them. Well, Smokey had been in a happy up-tempo phase, and this bright and breezy track with a memorable hook was no exception. Smokey's happiness was grounded in reality. On August 16th of 68, as the record cruised up the charts, he and his wife Claudette welcomed their first child, Barry William Borup Robinson. Their son's name was full of meaning to the new family man, even the odd-sounding Borup. The first two letters were my partner's names, Bobby, Ronnie, and Pete, Smokey told biographer David Ritz. Well, Special Occasion became the title track for the Miracles' next long-playing record, released a month later. This is one of the last Motown albums to be issued in both mono and stereo, and the mono version seemed to have been released only in the UK. Well, here is Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, right here on Motown Memories.
Like when you dress up in your tie and tape.
yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at yahoo.com.
It's hurt I feel inside. Words can
last night in the Pips with a song that was made more famous by the Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain, and that reached number 41 in the featured year of 1968. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas, I Can't Dance to the Music You're Playing, number 42 tune, and we started with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Special Occasion, number 26. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs recorded and released in the featured year of 1968. This half hour, from May through August. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye with a song that wasn't his most important song or most popular song called Chained, but it still is a great song. Well, Chained was really a cover of a Paul Peterson single that never went anywhere. Paul was popular at the time as one of the principals on the TV show The Donna Reed Story, playing Donna Reed's son. But Marvin slipped into the material like it was custom made. He was recorded as saying to David Ritz, a biographer, "I felt chained at the time. I saw no way out. I couldn't control the cheating, mine or my wife Anna's. Every day, we found new ways to needle each other. She knew I was afraid of what would happen to my career if I left her, and I knew she couldn't do without the status of being married to me." Well, writer Frank Wilson expanded on this and was quoted as saying that he grabbed that song and just laid it out. Marvin was an extraordinary talent. There are very few words to describe Marvin, other than the fact that he understood songs. You could show him a song and he would interpret it far better than you could have. He knew a song had potential, but he didn't know it had that much potential until he did it. Well, here is Marvin Gaye in Chained, right here on Motown Memories.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Hey,
Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was Alfie, from an artist that you probably don't recognize, by the name of Yvette's Rednow. Well, if you look at Yvette's Rednow, and take Yvette's and spell it backwards, it's S-T-E-V-I-E, take Rednow and spell it backwards, and it's W-O-N-D-E-R. Well, that was Stevie Wonder, who at this time was 18 years old and growing in an artistic stature day by day. Well, even at that age, Stevie was a master of many instruments, or at least becoming one, and this single and the subsequent album that this song was included in, released 3 months later, showcased his harmonica skills. Well, of course, the song Alfie was a title song to a 1966 film starring Michael Caine, and it was a hit single by Dionne Warwick. And Cher and Celia Black, who sang this title song in the US and UK versions of the film respectively. Well, Stevie's version is easy listening, but bland it is certainly not. It fit in with Berry Gordy's crossover Copacabana Dreams, as did the full album, which had a crystal clear sound. And before that, we heard from the Marvelettes, Destination Anywhere, a number 63 tune from 68, and we started with Chained, Marvin Gaye's song reaching number 32. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we featured songs released in May through August of 1968. Well, coming up next half hour, we'll hear songs released from September through November of 1968. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.